And I thought I heard Janelle Whitlaw.
Oh, she's there.
She's hiding from me at the moment.
Third row.
Thank you, Mayor and Council. I don't think I could say it much better than Mr. Reardon said it. I definitely want to, the few things I want to add in there is some of the things that she pointed out I want to reiterate. This was, we took place in this study partly because of the stress that we was putting on our officers, the stress that we was putting on our core staff, the stress that we was putting on Ms. Reardon herself as the city attorney, and partly because of what we was urged by our citizens that we're serving as well. As we would conduct traffic stops, we would often, you know, we're running into a large transient population now, people that aren't necessarily living in the city, and they would inquire. Penalty assessments are a part of a lot of different states' traffic code, and actually by our own traffic code by the state, we're required to do so to offer penalty assessments on certain things. As we deal with city ordinance, we found that we were putting a great deal of stress because we were having people go to court and not offering them the penalty assessment. It was becoming burdensome for the people that we were dealing with. So that is what urged our initial to take these initial steps to do this. As far as what we come up with the fines, I'm sure you're sitting there going, why did we decide what we decided? They weren't decided arbitrarily. We researched jurisdictions of our size serving the population that we serve. Doing so, like Ms. Reardon pointed out, we tried to be very fair in where we've been at. It's not necessarily an arbitrary number we come up with. We've tried to be consistent with what other jurisdiction, other places in the state are doing. And that's why we arrived at some of the things that we did. But make no doubt about it, I think it's not just a convenience for the officer. It's not just a convenience for the court. It's a convenience for the people that we serve. We often have a long line that comes in the municipal court that says we really just want to pay the ticket, but we end up putting a great deal of time on those people that really did nothing more than have to spend time to take off from work or whatever just to come in to pay the fine. So we did a great deal of research on this, and what we hope is we've come up with a resolution that is going to serve not only us and the courts, but it's going to serve the public's best interest too. And as I definitely want to drive home the point, as Mr. Reardon said, no one has to accept the penalty assessment. It's something that we offer in the field, and they still have the opportunity to make their appearance in court.
I have a question.
Yes.
It says the mandatory financial responsibility is going to be a penalty assessment.
Right.
How are we going to hold that person liable to get insurance? They can just pay the fine and never get insurance again and never get stopped again.
And right now that's the same too. And we do have some people that we see, and I know Judge Whitlock and I can probably think of a couple names off the top of our head, that we are repeatedly ticketing for them for that. However, a couple of years ago the state changed the law, and nowadays if you're stopped for mandatory financial responsibility, your license plate is literally removed from your car, is it not?
Mm.
And so that has been more of the enforcement end for it, is that you now get your license plate removed, and there's essentially a reporting into the state about it, and they can start flagging your registration. If you've re-registered your car in the past couple of years, one of the things you have to sign is saying, I do have financial I essentially do have the required insurance. And so in order to stop the repeat offenders who don't mind paying the $300 because they have such a bad driving record, insurance is going to cost them a lot more than that. Instead, what happens is the DMV starts to remove the registration from your car. We remove the license plate from your vehicle, making it much more difficult for you to drive and not be noticeable to the police. $300 is the maximum the state allows us to fine, so we set that at the highest amount. So that's we realizing it's a problem, we did our best to run the point home that you should go get insurance.
And I think the best answer to your question, I guess the explanation I would provide, is we could cite someone for failure to provide financial responsibility. We could cite them in the court. They could come to court still with no proof of financial liability. We could levy the penalty that we're going to levy, and at the end of the day, they could still walk out of the courtroom with the decision to be made whether to get financial responsibility or not now. So it really doesn't change. Like I said, we've delivered the max penalty, but we've really not changed the outcome of the scenario. It's still going to be their decision whether they're going to obtain financial responsibility and not have to deal with us in the future, or